You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for As Above, So Below with Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Search Facebook for As Above, So Below Healing and Wellness.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is As Above, So Below.
On A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to As Above, So Below. My name is Tiffany. And today, this is going to be an episode all for those developing psychics and mediums. So I'm here to talk about the nitty-gritty of the in-between, of the developing, and to kind of give some encouragement for everybody who is also walking this path, because it's not like it is on TV. So I kind of want to go through the whole process of my journey and to shed some light on and help to empower and boost some confidence in all of those who are also walking a similar path. So developing your mediumship is, it challenges you and it makes you get out of your own way. It asks you to dive into the unknown and fully trust spirit. And I think that that's probably one of the hardest things we as humans have to do, because we have to put our egos aside. And it also helps if you have a firm understanding of how your psychic abilities work, how you're able to receive and pick up information. So I'll let you in on kind of my journey. So I have been reading tarot. I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm a Reiki master. And I've been doing this work for about 10 years now. And I continuously am developing. I'm constantly learning. And I actually started to develop my mediumship probably about a year and a half ago. So I'm still in the green phases, but I've done a couple of readings now, and it's so interesting because more of the information that I have pulled in is more correct than not. And the biggest thing is moving out of your perfectionism. And I know for me, I have my ascendant is in Virgo. I have Virgo in the 12th house. I am very much a person that is, you know, I want to be right. And I know that, that resonates with a lot of other people. But in this work, it's really not about you. And it's not about you being right. It's about the information that you can bring to help with healing for your sitter. So I'm going to go back to how I was receiving information. I was actually picking up information while I was doing Reiki services for my clients. And it came in as a feeling. So clairsentient is clear feeling. I'm also a massage therapist, so that feeling is very tuned. I am also an empath. So I would say clairsentience, clairvoyance, and clairaudience are my three strongest clairs. But in mediumship, it's about utilizing all of your clairs. But spirit will give you information in the way that is a way for you to really understand it and to get the most concise and clear information. So for me, I've always been very imaginative, very creative. I'm also an esthetician, so an eye for detail, eye for, you know, sparkles, and I love color, you know, so that third eye activation is very natural for me. So I started to realize that with Reiki, I was starting to see pictures. I was starting to see images in my mind, and I was picking up on a lot of people's guides. And I was also picking up psychic information on their daily life. And I remember with working with one of my coworkers who's also a Reiki practitioner, and he's like, people see you and they see me, and you know, it's not the same information. Like you pick up on such detail of things, and I'm like, you know, that's just kind of how I am, I suppose. So flashes of information come through, and it's so interesting because I am a 90s baby. I grew up watching That's So Raven on the Disney Channel. And I always thought that, you know, clairvoyance and psychic abilities was going to be like that. And it's not. It's actually it's much more subtle. But it comes in as almost like a flash of a picture for me. And I can see landscapes, I can see visual features, and also looking at your strengths. So what jobs are you doing? That often gives a lot of insight and detail on how you are going to be developing and utilizing this gift. So again, going back to what I'm doing all day, every day with massage and aesthetics and Reiki, that's all being in someone's field. That's all really being in those vulnerable spaces with people, which was something that I just naturally gravitated towards. So it's no wonder why I was having an influx of people coming in who were grieving the loss of their loved ones and who were seeking Reiki. Reiki is like a bridge to mediumship. It's interesting. And also loved ones can come through in tarot too. So, and I don't ever go out to grocery stores and, you know, pick up on people's loved ones. I think that's happened maybe once with a coworker that I was working with. And I could feel that she had a grandmother very much with her, very much protecting her. And after I was talking to her about it, she's like, yeah, I do have a grandma, but I never met her in real life. And that conversation just came up naturally for validation. But when you are developing, it is not going to be perfect. It's not going to 100% be right, possibly in the moment. And that's something that you as the medium have to kind of work around and get curious about that. You know, if something's not hitting for your sitter right away, they may go home and have an epiphany of, oh yeah, my grandmother did have those pair of earrings, or she did love this specific food, you know. And the more that I'm going on my journey, the more I say the thing, because you never know when the thing that you're going to say is going to be the most specific piece of evidence for the sitter, for the person sitting right in front of you. And a lot of the times people just want to know that their loved ones are safe, that they're still around, and that they are okay, you know. And when you bring in validating evidence like that, it gives the person on the other side, your sitter, a piece of healing. So, and I am also going to the Arthur Findlay College in England, which is a psychic and spiritualist college, which is all about mediumship, psychic development. They have paranormal investigations. And it's interesting because I said that I wanted to do that years ago. And then I just so happened to meet my mentor. Her name is Corey Kelly, and she has studied at the Arthur Findlay College. And now, you know, probably I think 3 years later, we're actually going to the college. So that just goes to show you that if it's in your path, if it's in your mission and spirit is, you know, this is a part of what you want to do, spirit will make that happen. And I'm so excited to go on that journey next year. We're going around August time. But it's all about developing psychometry, you know, also healing, shamanism, magic. A lot of people compare it to like a modern day Hogwarts. So, but if you're interested in that, go look it up because it's pretty cool. So, but if you are interested in going into further detail about any sort of psychic development, tarot, mediumship, follow my YouTube page at As Above, So Below Healing. I go into further depth and I really break down all of the psychic clairs, and also just talk about my journey with walking this magical path. So, but thank you for joining me tonight, and I will see you guys next week. Blessed be. Bye.